You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 A Ticket. Happy Monday, everybody. Wow, what a weekend in Detroit. And Gator, we did our Champ and Chump nominations, and a lot of Champ nominations coming in for the organizers of the draft. I went with security and the people for no incidents. I'm champing everyone that's responsible. I shouldn't say no incidents. For minimal incidents. There could have been a lot of talking points coming out of this Detroit draft, and people are all too quick to jump on the old stereotype about our city, and to come out shining and getting national praise is a bigger deal than anything this weekend. Another step in the right direction for the city of Detroit, and I really think that it was probably a lot more difficult, and I'm going to go ahead and say that there was a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff to make this thing work. It was notable on Thursday when they shut down entrance to the draft early. That speaks to how many people actually showed up. They probably that wasn't the plan, which tells you they were probably overwhelmed by the number of people that showed up and had to cut it off pretty early, which, I mean, it always stinks for the people that were trying to get in after that, but it's kind of a good problem to have, right? Too many people were hanging out downtown. And the number
of should have listened to us. We would have told them there were going to be a lot of people there.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, I credit the police from the local police, the police that came in from other districts and precincts to help out, other police departments, the organizers, you know, everyone. And the attendees. Great job, everyone.
Yeah, it seems like there were a few incidents. I'm sure there was stuff that the typical stuff you would expect, you know, drunken disorderly kind of thing. But that first night, they probably had close to 300,000 people downtown. And the city was on full display for everybody to see. It was spectacular. I got text messages from my cousins in Wisconsin that they were watching the draft on TV. They were also watching our broadcast on Twitch. And they were like, this looks amazing for the city. This is great for you guys. And then I had, over the weekend, I got a text message from a friend of mine in California who was watching it and said, God, Detroit looks great. I had friends of mine in New Jersey and Philadelphia. They texted me the same thing. It looks amazing. So it's getting recognition nationwide.
Yep.
I mean, not just because it's my friends. I'm assuming that's the same thing everybody else is getting. Everybody else is commenting on it and saying, wow, it looks amazing. Because it did look amazing. You had the day shots from Saturday I thought were really cool, you know, because you finally got to see the drones going through during the day and starting at the riverfront and, you know, moving their way north a few blocks to get to where the draft was. But when you started the riverfront, you got to see how many people were there at Hart Plaza, which I didn't see a whole lot of until that Saturday. And my God, there were a ton of people at Hart Plaza. And it was like concentrated at two areas. You saw Hart Plaza, and then you saw the Campus Martius area for the draft being announced over by the big stage. It was awesome.
Your champ of the weekend?
I was going to go with that, but I went with Wenzel Perez, the Tigers' rookie outfielder, hit his first home run of his career, really contributing in kind of a tough spot for him. They needed to do some spot duty when they had some guys hurt, and he does not look out of place. Does not look like the moments are too big for him. He's been developing very nicely in the minors over the last 3 years, and he's making the most of this opportunity. I don't know how much longer he's going to be here, but I think he deserves to stay here right now. Even when Ibanez comes back, my guess is that Buddy's probably going to go. But Perez right now looks great, and that was a launch shot that he hit yesterday.
My chump of the weekend, I am going with the Toronto Maple Leafs down 3-1, bickering on the bench. You don't say, they're having postseason issues.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. A team with that much talent, they just cannot put it together.
Every single year.
And this year, it seems like the goaltender for Boston is in their head, but I love it. I went with the Washington Capitals. I mean, they're in the playoffs because the Red Wings aren't, and they're in there on a technicality. Mm-hmm. The Red Wings had more wins during the season, but because it didn't have more regulation wins, that's the tiebreaker, which is stupid. But it is what it is, and they promptly got swept by the Rangers. Didn't even put up a fight.
Get your championship votes in, 248-539-9797. What did you find most curious about the Lions draft? We are making it very clear that, hey, look, Brad Holmes has earned a lot of credibility and has earned the benefit of the doubt, but when we get right down to it, what made you most curious of what they did? We get to your phone calls. We go to Dennis here on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're good. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm curious about the defensive edge situation. I would like to see Hutchinson probably get a little more help. I don't know if there were anybody available for them when their turn came after the cornerback Arnold.
Oh, there were tons of. First of all, you got to keep your radio off. It's distracting for everybody. But as far as, yeah, there were plenty of edge rushers they could have gone after. When they said they were trying to trade up, were they trying to trade up for one of those guys? Was it Marshawn Nyland? Was it, who's a kid from Bama? Braswell?
Braswell went 57 just before they took Rakestra at 61.
They could have, at one point, I wondered if they were going after Jonah Ellis or Braylon Trice. That were on the board when they picked Rakestra. Adisa Isaac, an edge player, could have been a guy for them. So, yeah, there were guys there that they could have gone after. I mean, I think everybody loves Terrion Arnold, but yeah. You know what the weird thing about it is if you listen to Brad Holmes talk, he emphasized again, I'm not drafting a position.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he can't say it enough, and it's hard to believe because we all operate in the, hey, wasn't this guy good enough to take?
But well, they also did this, Dennis. I mean, the offseason, they went out and they signed Marcus Davenport, edge rusher. You've got a healthy James Houston going into the season again, so hopefully he doesn't break his leg to start the year and he can play the full season. And they also went out and took a chance on a CFL player, the CFL Defensive Player of the Year, who had, I think, 18 sacks last season in the Canadian League. So, you know, they've got guys. Plus, they have a bunch of guys that play both inside and outside. I wasn't surprised they didn't go with edge. But, you know, they didn't. Other people would like to have seen that and think that they need to upgrade the position. But I think they're giving it almost like another kick at the can with the guys they have, and they did bring in Davenport.
And that's what I hope is, that this will work out for them. All right, thank you.
Thank you. I do have to admit, I have great familiarity with what I'm feeling on the defense at the edge spot. It feels just like the same things we were saying about Romeo Okwara, Julian Okwara, Charles Harris. Well, somebody's going to emerge. They got a lot of talent over there. Somebody's going to start to stand out, and nobody really did. They got some play, like, you know, you find, oh, there Pascal showed a flash, and James Houston obviously got hurt, which didn't help, but I mean, that doesn't mean it's a bad philosophy because nobody really emerged and took that other edge spot. But they're going to try it again. And now it's Davenport and it's Pascal and it's Houston. And
well, Houston's the guy I'm banking on.
I know you are. And
I don't think I'm alone. I think there's a lot of people that are banking on him coming back and being the guy. And if he is, then it's such a benefit for this team. If he is the guy that we saw that rookie season, and you could have two edge rushers with double-digit sack totals.
Yep,
that'd be massive for this team because then you got a rotation of everybody else that can kind of fill in the middle there, and you got guys that play both positions that just give everybody rest. They stay fresh, and next thing you know, you've got a really productive defensive line.
I think they're really counting on Pascal. Yeah, they love that guy. They went up and got him in the second round when not a lot of people have predicted that. And they really praised him at the end of last year when he was finally starting to play a lot more consistently. I remember Aaron Glenn going up to the podium and praising him. Hey, he's got to be the guy we drafted him to be, right? He's got to be the guy that we know he can be. I think Davenport might end up starting because he's a more veteran-type player, but he's a depth guy. Houston might just be a pass rush specialist, but also we don't know if it was just a fluke year. I think Pascal's the guy they're kind of banking on. And it is a little worrisome that they didn't go out and get some more help in the draft, and I think that's what people are concerned about today, Doug, you know?
Yep, 248-539-9797. What makes you most curious of what they did or did not do? We go to Dan and Howell, you're next. Hello, Dan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay.
So I like the draft this year. In fact, I liked it better than last year, believe it or not.
Wow.
But with the one pick I didn't like at all, I'm not going to say I didn't like it at all, but I really didn't like the Rake Straw pick. I feel like I just have something with slower corners. I just don't think they ever work out. I don't feel like they ever pan out. And I think of Tease Tabor and some others, but I'm a little – I think they should have taken TJ Tampa is what I think they should have took.
He's not that slow. He did run a 4.51.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on LinkedIn.com/recommend today.
He did run a 4.5. I mean, yeah. You're right. That's not that slow. I thought he was like a 4.7 or something like that.
No, he was a 4.51 guy, if I'm not mistaken. Rake Straw.
I hope he works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, Rake Straw's got a physical streak to him that I wonder a little bit about, playing that way in the league. Is he going to get flagged a lot for pass interference and legal hands and all that stuff that we've seen in the past? But that also is something you can use to your benefit. And, that means usually you're a willing tackler, and that's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, the criticism I see is why go back? If you drafted a guy that you believe is a starter, why go back and draft another one? And Brad Holmes will just say it, and he said it. I see football players. I don't see positions. And he's the formula's worked. It's hard to get used to, but the formula's worked. 248-539-9797. No, we'll get the 40 time here and make sure.
It was 4.51.
Was it? Okay. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.